Okay, today is Daf Pei Aleph. We're on Pei. We're on Pei and a Beis. We're up to actually the Simen. Even before the Simen. You know what? Let's start. I know that it's going to be way back, but it's really important to start from there because it's the same. It's one question. We're going to go through the entire Gemara. So we'll start by Tanya Reb Chiya. Tanya Reb Chiya. Chiya asked the following question. Toda Shenet. You have it, Moshe? Toda shenet arva b'tmurata. A toda that gets mixed up with its tmura. Now, only one of these can be brought. Because the Mishnah said yesterday that a tmura, you could bring it, you could check the animal. That's not an issue. The issue is, do you bring the bread? So we said, no. So toda shenet arva b'tmurata. A toda that gets mixed up with a tmura. Umesa, achas mehen. And one of them dies. You don't know which one it was that died. So chaverta ein la takana. The one that's alive, there's nothing you can do with it. Heichinahu, what are the choices here? Nakriv lechem bahada. We're going to bring the animal and bring the bread also. Dilma tamurahi, maybe it's a tamura. Lo nakriv lechem bahada. We're not going to bring the bread. Dilma todihi, maybe it's a toda. So what do we do here? So the Gemara says, wait a minute, heichidami. Ida amar olai, if you said, I promised to bring a toda. Can't you bring another animal on the bread? What's stopping you? Dilma v'lema iha tekaima tmura he and say like this: if the animal that's alive is a tmura, hatodav halachma. Here's my toda. Here's my bread. What's that other animal? I don't know, but here's my toda. Iha tekaima toda he, and if the animal that I'm bringing, if the animal that's still alive is a toda, halachma. Here's the bread for that toda, and what's this animal, other animal doing here? V'ha tehevei achrayas. And the second animal here is just a backup, in case they happen to the first one. So what's the big shayla? What's the kasha? So the Gemara says, you're right. Lo tzricha de'amar harezu. You're right, the only question is, where I said harezu, I promised to bring that animal as a toda, and then what happened? It got mixed up with a tamura, and then one of them dies. I don't know which one. What do I do now? Okay? So the Gemara says, you have nothing to do. There's no out. Right? You can't bring another one. You can't bring the bread. You're stuck. What do you do exactly? That's a big mechalot that you're showing. What do you do? So there's nothing you can do. Now, from now till the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to ask a million questions. What do you mean there's nothing to do? I have an option. I have an out. I have an eitza. And the eitza, it's all. Simon, Lemudim, Midash, Ola, Sheesh, Shechein, Tidama, Di, Echalash, Mutter, Moser, Tmura, Bechut, Chiskia, Parish, Slacher, Yusser. Right? All those words are going to be the questions that the Gemara is going to ask right now. So, Amal Lemaidin, let's say Rebbe. The Lemaidin said in front of Rebbe. That's Levi, by the way. Right? Whenever it says Lemaidin, it's Levi, right? Rashi is Hainu Levi. Even though in a minute we're going to have Levi himself, we're going to have to get out of that one. Anyway, I'm really amazed on saying Rebbe. I have an option. V'laisi lechem, bring bread, v'lema, and say like this. Ihach tekaima tozahu. If the live one is a toda, halachma. Right? Here's the bread. Elo, and if not, then leipuk lechulin. Then let it go to chulin. Right? So the Gemara says, amaluhu. What are you going to do? You can take 40 loaves of bread, bring it into the Azara, do all the procedure, and say the following tonight. If this is a toda, what happens to the bread? Nothing happens to the bread. You wave them, you wave four of them, you wave the ones you go to the Kohen, and the rest of them you eat. So go do that. Bring it into the Azara, and say, listen, if the one that's alive is a toda, here's the bread. And if not, it shouldn't be the bread. What's wrong with that? So the Gemara says, you can't do that. You can't bring chulin into the Azara, right? Even though he said this already. See, the big Tosa talks about the chimachis the chulin Azara. Tosa says, you're allowed to bring lunch. You're allowed to bring your lunch into the Azara. Nothing wrong with that. What's the Avera? The Avera is bringing carbonos. That's a big, right? You can bring lunch, you can bring. You want to bring a drink? You can bring that into the Azara. It's not a problem. Chulin is chulin. It's okay. Right? The Tosa even says, you're allowed to bring your own clothing into the Azara. If you're a Kohen, even if you're a Shul, that's not an issue. Issue is when it's kedusha things, avoda things, then you can't bring chulin to the Azara. So this bread is going to be used for a carbon. So how can it be chulin? So your whole idea is not a good idea. So the Gemara says, "Belezi behema v'lechem." So do this one: bring a behema and bread, v'lechem, and say like this: "Ihas dekayma tamurahi." If the first, if the animal that's still alive is a tamura, hatoda v'halachma. Here's my toda. Here's my bread. Ihas dekayma todahi. If the original one is a toda, then halachma, right? Halachma. Here's the bread. V'ha to have a shlamim. And here's a shlamim. Bring a shlamim. What's the big deal? The Gemara says, Amalahu, it's a big problem. Bishum to kabamayit bachil the shlamim. You're lessening the edibility of a shlamim. Normally a shlamim is 2 days. You bring a carbon on a Monday afternoon. So you're allowed to eat it Monday, Monday night, and Tuesday. A toda is different. A toda can only be eaten Monday, Monday night. So you're going to bring this shlamim, but you're going to have the dinim of a toda. You're ruining, you're lessening the amount of opportunity you have to eat the shlamim, and that's a problem. Now, Amar Levi L'Rebbe, so Levi says to Rebbe, even though we said a minute ago that the Lamedim are Levi, that is Levi, some say that the only time the Lamedim were Levi was when Levi made a statement to the general yeshiva. When Levi just said, by the way, Rebbe, Levi's talking to Rebbe, he's talking in a conversation, then we use his name as Levi. Okay. So Amar Levi L'Rebbe, Levi says, "Rebbe, have a good idea. The lazy behema v'lechem, bring a behema and bread. V'lehem say the following: Ihach the kaima tamurahi. If the animal that's alive is a tamura, then hatoda v'halach. Here's my toda. Here's my lechem. That's the easy one. V'ihai the kaima todahi. And if the animal that's alive is a toda, halachma." Here's my bread, baha, and the second animal to have the moser to toda. It's an extra toda. We had this concept yesterday and even Friday, I think, right? What's a moser toda? A moser toda, we said the other day, was a child, a baby, and a kid, right? Then he had an animal and had offspring. It's like a moser toda, additional toda. That's what we said. So here's what he's suggesting. Levi's suggesting the following. Bring an animal. If the first animal is a tamura, then you say, what if the first animal is a toda? This is the most a toda. Right? So Amale, so Rebbe says to Levi, Kimaduma anisha ein lamach b'katko. It looks like you don't have a brain in your head. He can say this into the Talmud. Right? You don't like, well, you right? That wouldn't fly today. No, the parents would get phone call immediately. You call my son stupid? Right? This is exactly what he did. Right? What's the matter with you? But by the way, all the Rishonim asked, a very good Tosas even asked. They all ask it, what was Levi's happening? Right? You can't designate an animal to be a Moser Toda. You can't do that. Yes, if it happens, the Toda has a baby. What do you do with that baby? Okay, it's called a Moser Toda. You can't lechatchila make something into an extra Toda? As a secondary toda? Really, there's a toda here. What's this? That's a moser toda. You can't do that. Why? Because a moser toda is only a baby. I have an animal. Had offspring. Now, the animal's kedusha. The animal's going to be a toda. So what do I do with the offspring? So the Gemara says, that's also a toda. Right? It's also an animal. It's also a carbon. Why? Because it came from the mother. I take an animal up the street. Okay, that's going to be as if it's the baby. What kind of svar is that? It's such a good... I don't know why he insulted him. But if it's putting aside the insult, he's 100% right, Rebbe. What kind of star is that? The taco, what was Levi thinking? I understand, to do it the right way. What was he thinking? What kind of happening is this? What? The right way is, not as a Moser Toda. There's no such thing. It's only happened by itself. As a baby got born. We're going to have that suggestion a little later. Bring a pregnant animal. So when it has a baby, you have two animals. And we're going to have that suggestion too. Or bring a pregnant animal. That's going to be one of the aces. Well, there'd be problems with that also. So that's a whole complicated thing. No, what Levi meant to say was, bring money. Make sure you bring more than you need. You have extra money. With the extra money, you'll buy lechem. And whole complicated chesed. How Levi didn't look so stupid. Okay. The issue is we have two animals, a toda and a tamura. Got mixed up and one died. The halacha is that a tamura doesn't get bred. So you have an animal standing here. What do I do with this animal? So the Gemara said there's nothing you can do with it. Now, what do you do with it? It's a machlokas Rishonim. Do you let it get pasture? Do you bring it in? Shlomim, whatever it is, big machlokas. What do you do with it? So the Gemara says nothing you can do with it. You can't bring it as without toda, without bread. Why? Maybe it's a toda. You can't bring it with bread. Maybe it's not a toda. Maybe it's a tamura. What do you do? They get stuck. So now leave. I have an idea. Bring two animals, bring bread, and say all these tanoim. So none of these are good options. Now another option. Yosef Ritzach Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Kameda of Nachman, Yosef Kamar Vala, have it. Velaisi Behema Velechem, bring a Behema and bring bread, Velema and say like this. Ihach the Kaima Tamurahi, if the first animal was a Tamura, that's always the easy one. Because if the first animal is a Tamura, then now the new one's your Tota. Right? The Tamura doesn't get Lechem. The Mishnah said yesterday. So if the first one's a Tamura, Hatod of Halachma. That's an easy one. Ihach the Kaima Totahi, let's say the first animal was a Tota. Now what are you doing? Halachma, so here's the bread for Tota number one. Bahad to have a Tamura. And the second animal will be a Tamura. Okay? You hear that one? The Gemara says, Amalei, Ani Mari, the master answered, are born Bekasve, Bekasher? You're going to get 40 malchus for that. It's usher to make something Tamura. You're not going to do that. Now, if you did it, we hold, it's a very funny thing. First, the opening sugya of Tamura is about this issue. If you do something you're not allowed to do, does it work? Right? I'm not allowed to make that Tamura. It's an Isser. So I made it. But what happens? It also has Kedusha. What kind of concept is that? So there's a big machlokas there with, you know, Bayan Rava. It goes on for four pages. When you do something you're not supposed to do, does it work? Very interesting idea. Right? So you're not supposed to. How could that be an answer? I'm going to make a Tamura? I'm going to give myself a lav? Right? So what was they thinking? So the Chazon Ish said they were thinking, well, that Isser might be overridden for the benefit of getting rid of this Toda. That would be the Tahafami. I have a stuck animal here. What do I do with this animal? So the Isser of Tamura is waived to save the animal, save the carbon. Very weak Havami, no? But it's a Tahafami. Right? So that can't be an option. I can't. The Chachila make something into a Tamura. You can't do that. Ravila Cholish. Ravila once got sick. Allah Gabe Abayev Rabbanan. Abaye and the Rabbanan went to visit him. The Yasri Vikamri in Isil Rabbi Yochanan. Wait a minute. Now on Thursday, Rabbi Yochanan said the following. Rabbi Yochanan said that you could be Makadesh the Lechem outside the city. Remember that? Rabbi Yochanan said that. You can have Lechem sitting in Bnei Brak, and that Lechem is going to become Kodesh for a Toda. So, I got the answer. The Amar who said, Rabbi Yochanan said, Chutz Lechomas Azara Kadosh. Outside the Ezek, maybe not in Bnei Brak, maybe in Yerushalayim, right? You're in Hanok. So Laisi Lechem, take bread, below Svei Chutz Lechomot Azara, put it in Hanok, Velayim, and say like this, Ihach Tekai Matoda, he Halachma. If the animal that's still alive is a Toda, then the bread sitting in Hanok, go pick it up. Ve'ilo, and if not, Lepik Lechulin, let the bread go to Chulin. Yeah, we said that's a problem because you can't bring Chulin into the Azara. So the answer is, don't bring it into the Azara. Leave it in Harno. What do you do with it? So then, what are you going to do with it now? You're going to give four of them to the Kohen, and you're going to eat 36. That's all. Exactly. So what if it's a Chulin? So, Kohanim are allowed to eat Chulin. What? This is his suggestion. But he said, yeah, it was that number base, it's not an option because you can't be cool into the Azara. So you're right, don't bring it in. Of course, if you're Yochanan, you don't have to bring it in. Leave it in Hano. Go pick it up. Bring four to the Kahanim and you keep 36 and go make sure you eat them today. That's all. And then the whole thing is solved. If it's a Tamura, it's Chulin. And if it's not a Tamura, it's a Toda. You're not bringing it into the Azara. Oh, that's the problem. So the Gemara says, there are four that you have to waive. The Kahanim both have to be waived. How are you going to waive? With Ninu Bavroi, you're going to waive them in Harno. But you can't do that. With Nehashem Ksiv. Gavoi. Kamail. With Nehashem Ksiv. It has to be in front of Hashem. You can't waive them in Harno. He's stuck. Gavoi, Kamail, Chulon, Azara. Hilgachlal, Efsher. No, that's not an option. Yeah, and four have, you're right, the 36, maybe, do not have to be brought in. Rabbi Yochanan is correct. Can be Bekadosh Shem and Harno. That's where the party's going to be anyway. That's okay. Right? Suda's going to be there. Leave them there. But the four that go to the Kahanim, those have to be brought into the Azara. And then, this plan doesn't work. Because if it's taka chulin, you brought chulin into the azara. Therefore, yeah, that's not an answer. Good? Maskevov, she should bring Ravidi. In Eitzel of the Chizkia, how about Chizkia's report? Chizkia said like this. He said, the Amr, he said, Kitchu Arboya Mitoch Shmona. You could bring 80 loaf, a normal, regular case. You could bring 80, and then say, 40 out of this 80, I'm going to make Kodesh. What about the other 40? But the other 40 not. So, here's my out. According to that part, Laisi Behema, bring an animal, Belaisi Shmonim, Bahada, and bring 80 along with it. So you have two animals now and 80. Velayim and say like this. If the animal that's alive is a toda, hanami tahabi toda, bashwana bitarbayu. This one, that's a toda, this is a toda, I got 80 loaves of bread. Wonderful. If the first animal is a tmura, then ha toda, bahalachma, here's a toda, here's my bread, v'lakachiluhu arboi mitok shmonim, and I'm going to be mekadesh 40 out of the 80. You hear this? So far it sounds good, no? Sounds like a good option. So look at Rashi. V'lema ihas tekacho abar mitok shmonim. Now, if you're taking... He said like this. If it's a toda, if the first one's a toda, right, then I'm using all 80. If the first one's a tmura, then I'm only using 40. Right? Right? I'm using 40 out of 80. What if the first one's a toda? Then I'm using all 80. So I'm really bringing two toda. Right? Anyone got that? Right? So Rashi says, wait a minute now. Now what do you do with the four that go to the Kohen? You have to give him 8. You're going to have to give him 8 on the suffix that you're really using all 80. We don't know. So you're going to have to give him 8. You hear that? You hear that, Sparrow? You have an animal. You don't know what it is. So you bring another animal, you bring 80 loaves. If the first one's a toza, here's my 80. If the second one's a toza, I'm bringing 40 out of 80. Now, what do you do with the ones for the coin? You got to give him 8. Says Rashi. What do you mean? Right, give him 4 out of 40. So what do you mean? What's always given? No. So Chizkia, right. So Chizkia was talking about a normal case. Why you brought 80 loaves, I don't know. You were like bread, right. Okay, I'll pick 40 out of, I'll pick 80, I'll pick the best 40, I'll get 40 of the Kohen. So we're using that idea to save this animal that's in a suffering situation. Same idea. Bring 80 and say, if the first one's a toza, Correct. What? Right. Right. No, you're right. You're right. In that sense, you're right. But here we have a suffix. No, so this will. Why won't this work? Why won't this work? There's nothing wrong with that. We've been doing that the whole morning. But the problem is. Right. So Rashi, look at Rashi. Bahani shmona digavoi lo havi abar minay chul lazar b'manofshach. Right, 8 of them have to go to the kohen. They can't be chul lazar. Why? Tiach tekayim a toda. If the live one's a toda, havi shtei todos. Ushmona chalos truma. Right, then there are 8 chalos. 8 of them are truma. Viach tekayim a tmura v'lo havi el achad a toda. And let's say taka only one toda here. Why is it one toda? Because the one that's alive is a tmura. So you only have one toda. Hani shmona. The 8 over here. L'chashvinu mahani mem dikichu la'avichun la'zara. In other words, you're going to take 8 out of 40 and weigh 8 out of 40. To make sure that the kohen gets saved. Okay? You can't weigh the other ones because those are all unnecessary. That's what Rashi says. So the Gemara answers, what's wrong with this idea? Now, I'll get to the issue here. Mishum to come a ma'if achila. Rashi says the word arba. They change it to arba. You're lessening the achila of arba. What does that mean? So Rashi gives two pshatim. 40. They don't change the girsa? What? Yes, the Bazar Zashav changes it to 4. Changes it to 4. What? No, it's not the same thing at all. Well, according to the first shot, it's the same thing. No. What? Right. So the issue is the Kahana. What's the issue? What's the issue? The Rashi says two pshatim. How are you going to find a Kohen to eat 8 loaves of bread in one day? Here's the problem. That's the problem. That's one shot of Rashi, right? You're forcing the Kahana to eat so much in one day. How are they going to do that? Rashi says, what? So listen to the first shot of Rashi. Look inside. Gabe Abaylam. The Kohen, on the second line of Rashi here. The Kohen, Eina Rotsa Lechel Kiyam Arba. The Kohen is only eating 4. Why? The Sabur. Shema ain kan elato da'acha. The ain lekohen leechal kiyam arba mehem. He's only, the kohen's only going to eat 4. Why should I eat the other 4? The other 4 is a suffix. Now he's allowed to eat them, it's grit. Well, listen, it's stuffed anyways. Eating is tricking out the whole day. I don't want to eat so much. So what's going to happen to the 4 of them? They're going to go in the garbage. They're going to become nosy. I'm going to eat that. I have enough to eat. I have enough kubans I have to eat, says the kohen. I don't want to eat this. So I'm just reading Rashi. The Baal also is afraid, whether it's in 2, because Shmona Kachos. The Baal has to donate 8 on the Tzafek if there are 2 Todas here. So there are 4 that no one's eating. 4 are going to get thrown in the garbage. Right? What? Because the whole Klai Israel can eat them. They can give it out to everybody. 1 minute. Right. 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 Now Rashi then says in the side, Ula El. What? Right. Right. So then as an aside, Rashi just said, remember we said before that if you bring unnecessarily, it's chulin bazara. So if not for that issue, e lo lepik lechulin lekalanemar komai bachila darboim, said Rashi, that's not an issue because over there were only 40, it's not a problem. Now, I'll skip a few lines. In Yerachir, another pshat. Chalamai b'chil darba. Dilu ba'al mahecha delek elachad karba ikachu mem itok shmonim einechon lechon l'arba. Viduchu nechon l'baila. Right? In other words, if you eat 4, the 4 is no problem. The kiyam with delek el arba yesh tavik b'dech elech b'yom echad. Abel hacha de'ikol lekahanim shmona now the kahanim has 8 v'chol shal baila b'yochol lechol mechalkon lechol mishiyirtza since the baal can give to whoever he wants. No one can eat this bread except for their wives and their children. How are they going to eat 8 loaves of bread in one day? All you're doing is encouraging Sreifa. Therefore, this answer is not an answer. The answer is that. Can't find any people eat bread? 4 loaves of bread? That's what Rashi says. Therefore, the whole answer is not an answer. Now, keep on going. Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, Imisa, Rav Yochanan. If Rav Yochanan was correct, the Amar, who said, Hamafrish Chatas Mu Beres. If somebody donates a pregnant Chatas, the Yolda, and it has a baby, Ratsa Ba Mishchaper, Ratsa Bivlada Mishchaper. If you want, you can. If you want, you can be mitzchaper with the animal, and if you want, you can be mitzchaper with the baby, right? Didn't we say the concept of that a vlad chatas has to die? The answer is, that's where you designated it before it got pregnant. Here it was already pregnant. if that's the case, so Lysi Behema Muberis, bring a pregnant animal, V'yamtin La Ajitele, wait till it has a baby, V'lysi Shmona Bahada, bring 80 loaves of bread, V'lema, and say the following. If the live animal is a tumura, then ha vlada todahi. Then this vlad is a toda. Bahashmonim, I'm sorry, he vaha vlad, both of them. And then I have 80 loaves. Why? I just brought two todas, the mother and the baby. Ihach the kaima todahi, and if the first animal was a toda, then ha nami todahi. This is also a toda. Bahashmonim the tarbayu have, and I'm bringing 80 loaves. The high lavi most of the toda, and the baby now is a most of the toda. That's a normal thing. A baby can be a most of the toda. The Gemara says, Amalei man leimalon dam Rabbi Yochanan im shayru mishayru. Who told you that Rabbi Yochanan holds this? Who told you that Rabbi Yochanan holds that if im shayru, right, mishuyer? Who told you that a baby off a mother is considered a separate being? Dilma maybe, im shayru, and a mishuyer. It's not really a separate animal at all. It's really an extension of the mother. Behind the time of Rabbi Yochanan. And here's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan that you can be mechaper with a vlad of a baby. You know what? Of a vlad of a mother. You know why? To Amar, Adam is chaper b'sheva hektish. A person can be mechaper with the extensions of hektish, which we said a few yesterday and the day before. That's why. Now, it's not a distinct animal. It's not a distinct animal. And therefore, this whole option doesn't really work. What? No, because it's not a suffix here. Here it's a vadai. No, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Good question. Maybe, I don't know. Ravina ikla lime ha ruya. Ravina went to went to that place. Amale Ravdini braid dehuna deha mahoria la Ravina. Velaisi behema, bring an animal. Velema, and say the following. Harealai. This is animal to toda. V'laisi behem achwisi, bring another animal. V'laisi shmonim, tahada, bring 80 loaves. V'laim, it's like this. Iach tekaim a tmura, if the first animal was a tmura, ki hani tarti todo. These two are todos, tahani shmonim v'tarvayim. And plus, I got the 80 loaves over here. V'iach tekaim a todahi, and if the first animal was a toda, ha, to amri, olai, nami lehe toda. Then this new animal here is also a toda. V'hashmonim d'tarvayu, and I got 80 loaves. V'idach, and what's the third animal doing here? V'idach tevil achrayis. The third animal is an achrayis, a backup. What's wrong with that option? The answer is nothing. Now the Gemara comes up with a whole new answer. Why this is no good? Amalei haTorah Amar. The Torah says. The Torah does not say it. It's in Kehelet. Tov asher lo tidar, v'shetidar v'lo tishalim. Better not to make promises than to make promises and not to pay. In other words, and you're going up and making all these promises? I'll bring this one, I'll bring that one, I'll bring a third one, I'll bring a third. What are you doing? What are you making so many promises for? That's not a good idea. And that's a technical answer. In other words, Lamaisa, this could be an option. This could be an option. Bring two more animals, 280 loaves. Now what are you doing with three animals? Well, if the first one's a tamura, I got two toes. If the first one's not a tamura, then one of them is a backup. That's an ass. And then you have 80 loaves of bread. So no matter what, you have two toes. That could be an option. That's a technical issue. You shouldn't make so many promises. So, I mean, if that's the case, the whole parak is superfluous. Well, don't make promises. You won't have these problems. Right? Oh, so we said that yesterday. Some of the toes are a chov, right? You have to bring a carpet toes up. Right. I know. Okay, next Mishnah. Also, hard Mishnah. Hahomer Re'elai Toda. If someone says they're going to bring a Toda, Yavi Hi V'lachma Min HaChulin. They have to bring the Toda and the animal from Chulin. Why? Look at Rashi. Last Rashi on the page. The Kiv unto Amar Olai, since you promised to bring a Toda, Nishchayev Ba, you become Chayev, Bahavale Dover Shebechova. It's a Dover Shebechova. The Eino Ba Elamel Achulin. It only comes from Chulin. Kidamin Le Kamon, like we're going to say. The Kivit Amar Harelai Toda, Achakasal Amar Velachim Machayev Shem, Lechem Begal Toda. Even though you don't mention the bread comes along anyway, it always comes along anyway, and therefore, this is a general principle. Anytime you have to do a Chiyuv, you can't use tzedakah money. You can't use ma'is money. You can't use ma'is money to buy a lulav. Why not? You have to buy a lulav anyway. You can't use ma'is money to buy a megillah. You can't do that. What? What means why tzedakah? You don't have a kid? Right. What's the difference between ma'is and tzedakah? Right? The whole ma'aser is only a minna. It's not a din, right? You have a shechita to give tzedakah. This is ma'aser, real ma'aser. Ma'aser shein. I have ma'aser shein. I have so much wheat. I'll sell the wheat. I'll buy karbanos. I'll bring todas. You can't do that. Right? If someone has a chov, by the way, the chov over here is not that I went through the river. It's not a chov. What's the chov? I promised myself to bring one. So it becomes a chov. Why does the mission just say, well, a guy got out of jail? The answer is because it's machlok of COVID, right? But we're never going to mention it. The second Rashi, the Ksav Yad Rashi, mentioned that. It's a chov, the four cases of someone who has to bring a toza. Right? We've been to Gomel today. The mission never said that. I don't know. The chov is, you promise to bring it. Right? So that's what the general rule is. Anything you have a chov to do, you can't get out of it with ma'aser money. Ma'aser money is extra. That's like just mamish ma'aser. You can't satisfy all your debt with ma'aser. Okay? You can't do that. That makes sense. Exactly. Now, toda alai min ha'chulin, if someone says like this, I'm going to bring the toda from chulin. I know, I learned this mission. I went to Daf Yomi. But v'lachma min ha'ma'aser, but the bread I'll bring from ma'aser. So can you do that? Yavi, hi v'lachma min ha'chulin. The whole thing becomes chulin. Why? Why, says Rashi, Tav Rashi, kivon the ikar toda hazevach, since the main toda is the animal, amar min achulin, yavi hakol min achulin. The whole thing comes from chulin. Right? The kivon the amar alai, it's chayav avav, the davish of a chov. Again, Rashi says, since you said alai, it's a chov. So I'm going to bring the animal from chulin. Hold up. But the bread I'm going to save. I'm going to bring that from myself. The answer is, you can't bring that from myself. You have to bring it from chulin. Now, the other way around. Toda min a meiser, if I said I'm going to bring the toda from Meiser, v'zevach min achulin, and v'lechem min achulin. Do you know what? Yavi, you can do that, no problem. Right? Well, that's another case, yeah. What? Because you didn't say alai. You didn't say alai, so it's not a chol. You said toda min ha meiser. You didn't say alai. It's not a chol. Not a chol, you could do it. No, you didn't make a chov on you. It depends. If you make a chov on you, it depends if it's a chov or not. If it's a chov, you can't satisfy your chovos with ma'aser money. You can't. Yeah. No, that animal. If that animal dies, I'm off the hook. It's not a chov on me, it's a chov on the animal. No, so it must be designating an animal. That animal I'm going to bring from ma'aser. Then you could do that. Why? It's not a chov on you. The animal drops dead, you're off the hook. Now, he v'lachma min ha'maiser. What if you say like this? Again, this is even worse. He v'lachma and the bread min ha'maiser. Again, Yavi. Again, you could do that. Why? Rashi said, kivon de amar, k'mosh amar, ho'ov ikrihi l'mitzvah, l'ba min ha'cholin, v'ho'ov ha'maiser d'ar min ha'cholin. Fine, same thing. Now, just one caveat. V'lo Yavi michite ma'aser sheni el mimolos ma'aser sheni. Don't bring the actual wheat from ma'aser sheni. Just bring the cash for Meister Shane. Why is that? The Gemara will say why that is. In other words, I have a huge wheat field. I have a lot of wheat. I'll take that wheat. I'll make the bread. No, don't do that. Sell it. Take the money. And then with the money, buy wheat. Why do you have to do that extra step? The Gemara will say why. Amar Huna. Ha'omer Harel. What? Basically. It's going to not have something. Amar Huna. Ha'omer, if someone says, Harel Alach Metoda. If someone says, I'm going to bring a toda, right? Maybe toda v'lachma. You have to bring a toda and the bread also. My timer. Why? Miyada yada hai gavra. Everybody knows the lechem below toda lo ikrim. There's no such thing as a toda without bread. I v'hai toda v'lachma ka'amar. And when you said I'm bringing a toda, you meant the bread too. V'hai ka'amar lachme toda. So why don't you say that? Because... No, one second. I'm sorry. Ha'omer harel alach metoda. I'm start over. Ha'omer huna. Ha'omer harel alach metoda. someone has to bring in the lechem of a toda. Maybe toda v'lachem. Someone has to bring a toda also. By time of why? The other high garbage, the lechem below toda l'ugim. There's no such thing as bread without toda. Bahai, the toda v'lachma ka'amar. Of course you meant both. Bahai, the ka'amar lachme toda. Right? Why did you mention only lachme toda? Because sof milsa nakat. We only mentioned the last thing you said. The beginning thing you said we didn't mention. We mentioned the last thing you said. What was the last thing you said? The bread. Tanan. Wait a minute. We said in our Mishnah, toda min ha-maita. If someone promises to bring toda from maita, v'lacha min ha-chulin, and lechem from chulin, yavi kimoshineta. You bring like you promised. Amai. Why? Shimada amar lechem min ha-chulin. Since you said you bring a lechem from chulin, yavi hi v'lacha min ha-chulin. The whole thing should be from chulin. Now, everyone points out, Tosas asks, what kind of question is that? The question doesn't make any sense. You said with your mouth, I'm bringing a toda. I'm bringing a toda from Maisa. What do you mean? Once you said that, you chayav a toda. What's going on here? What kind of question is that? It's a very good question, how to answer that question. But the Gemara still asks that question, right? So the Gemara says, Shiny Hustle, no, it's different over there. Our Mishnah is different. Kiva da amar toda min a Maisa, since you said the words, I'm bringing a toda from Maiser. Nasik amar harayal alechem. It's as if you said the bread too. Why? Because they go hand in hand. Lift our todas or shalploni. Nasik amar harayal alechem. Lift our todas or shalploni. What does that mean exactly? What you meant to say was, I'm only bringing the bread to my friend. Right? I'm going to bring lechem without a toda. How could you bring lechem without a toda? I'll bring a lechem for him. He promised to bring a toda. I'll bring his lechem. If I know he doesn't have any money, I'll bring his lechem. I'll do him a favor. Right? Here too, when you, right? If you say such a statement, does it work? Yes. So you can say like this. I said, I'm going to bring a meiser. That's an unrelated statement. Now I make a second statement, and I'm going to bring the bread from Poland. What's the difference if it's my friend? What's the difference if it's me? The unrelated thing. So what's the difference? Right? So when you say, I'm bringing the lechem from chulin, it has nothing to do with your prior statement about the toda. Why? Just like I can say it about my friend, I can say it about myself too. Ihachi, if that's true, Reisha Diktoni, the Reisha said, toda min chulin, if you bring a toda, if you promise to bring a toda from chulin, v'lachem in a meiser, and a lechem from meiser, yovi hi v'lachem in a chulin. The whole thing is from chulin. Hachanami, why is it from chulin? Nasika omer harelai toda, lizu lachem shaploni. Why don't we say the same thing? Break off the statement. The Gemara says, hachni hashta, what are you talking about? Bishloma, lechem, miftar, toda, asi. Lechem, right? Lechem, miftar, toda, asi? Can lechem pater with toda? Absolutely not. Toda le miftar, lechem, mi asya. Right? In other words, the ikur is the animal. The toad, the lechem is the. But it makes a difference because the toda is the ikur and the lechem is the tuffle. I know, because I don't know. They're being very technical here. Okay, toshma haomer. Someone says harei like carbon toda below lechem. If someone says I'm going to bring a toda without lechem or zevach below nesachim, or I'm going to bring a zevach. But I'm not bringing the wine. Kofinoso, we beat him up. Umaybe toda v'lachma, zevach unisachim. Right? You force it. You have no choice there. Taima, the whole reason is the Amar, because he said, Hare alai toda. Avalo Amar toda. But if you wouldn't have said that, what would he have said? Lachme toda. Lo. He would not be able chayev to bring a toda. And it goes against the Huna. The Gemara says, no. Huadin afagav delo Amar toda. Even if you wouldn't have said toda, I did the kabay lemisni zevach below nesachim, the lomasni lesachim below zevach. There's no such thing as nesachim without zevach. Tananami toda. You mentioned the toda also. What? Yeah, but you can't say I'm bringing that a carbon. I'm not bringing nesachim. No such thing. Yes, but not in the carbon. Yeah, it's a whole separate carbon. Right? Okay. Now, amai. Why is it? Why is it that if somebody says, I'm going to bring a neder. I'm going to bring a todah, but I'm not bringing lechem. Why do we beat you up? Why do we force you? Neder upitzcha imahu. You made a neder, and your out is in the same sentence. I promise to bring a todah, but I will never bring that lechem. So what'd you do? You made a neder, and then you undid the neder a minute later. Your pesach is right there. Why? Because you made a neder, and then you made something ridiculous. Right? The charata to get out of the neder is very, in the same statement. I'm going to bring a todah. I bring a lechem? Never. That's not a todah. So it should knock out the whole neder. What are we forcing you to bring a todah for? It should knock out the whole neder. Amar Chizkia, Hamani, who is this? Meshamahi, the Amri, Tofas Lashon Rishon. No, we don't care about your second half of the statement. We only care, Tofas Lashon Rishon. If not, Harei Nazir Menach Grogros. If someone says, I'm a Nazir from Grogros. What are Grogros? Dates. Dates are not wine. Or from a dried up grape, fig, whatever. Veshami Omer Nazir, Veshel Omer Nazir. Veshami says you're a Nazir. You know why you're a Nazir? Because you said the word Harani Nazir. You then went on to say ridiculous things. Doesn't make a difference. Tafet Lashon Mishon. What? Too bad. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, feel to have a till. You can even taste Betil Shita. But Omer, Ilu Hayitzi Yodea, She'ei Nodrin Kach, had I known that there's no such thing like this, and I would have said it. I didn't know that. I didn't know that rule. Elaka. I would have said Toda plus Lechem. Right? Umay Kofin. What does it mean? We force you. The Kabai Hadarbe. Right? You can't claim it because you can't. I couldn't tell you. I would have known. I would have known. I never would have said such a thing. So what does it mean? We force you. The Kabai Hadarbe. That after you said what your Kabana was, and now you want to retract. We tell you, no, you can't retract. Okay, very hard. Let's try to get, see if we can get two one more minute. Toshma. Omer Harelai Toda below Lechem. If someone says, I'm going to bring a Toda without Lechem. Zevach below Nesachem. Or Zevach without wine. Ba'amru lo, Havre Toda Balachma, Zevach below Nesachem. Ba'amru, he says, well, Elihu Yisi Odeh Shekain, had I known this, lo Yisi, no there, I wouldn't have made the nether at all. I don't have the money for bread. I never would have said that. Kofen also, we force you, but omrim lo shamar v'shamata, and we tell you, watch what you say. Now, bishlam alachitzkia, according to chitzkia, nichale. This makes a lot of sense. Why? Because tofet al shemisha. El Rabbi Yochanan kasha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a kasha. How's Beit Hillel going to make this make sense? Alach Rabbi Yochanan, halvad de beishamayi. That must be beishamayi. It can't be Beit Hillel. Now, my shamar v'shamata. What does that mean? Amar Abaya says, Shamar, be very careful, have a toda, and bring the toda. Shamata, have a lachma. Be very careful again, and bring the bread. Rav Amar, Shamar, have a toda of lachma, bring the toda properly. The Shamata, shlote raga lasos came. Don't get into the habit of making the darb, especially ones that don't make any sense, especially ones that are against halacha. Don't make be careful and do the right thing. I know today was a very, very difficult task. We'll stop here. We'll resume tomorrow. So tomorrow is a Sunday schedule. So we'll have Dr. 10 after 7 tomorrow. All right, everyone have a good day.